Okay, maybe we'll start. So turn with me to number 32. Number 32, it says, when morning gilds the skies, as we awake, I mean, the first verse of this is, my heart awakening cries. I think our eyes and our minds are still awakening as well, but the verse goes, when morning gilds the skies, my heart awakening cries, may Jesus Christ be praised even as we wake up. May our first cry be a praise to God, perhaps for the new morning. So number 32, well, while you're flipping through the selections of hymns as it for choice, I just wanted to highlight in the second verse near the end, it says, in sovereign grace he made us sons. It reminds me of the quote from John Calvin, the Son of God came to be the Son of Man, so that the sons of man may become the sons of God, and indeed it is through his sovereign grace. Maybe it's probably a familiar verse to some of you. Thought it'd be fitting to choose this as it is a morning devotion, and finding ourselves in the morning. And it says here about the new morning, or the new every, something about there's new every morning. So Lamentations chapter 3 is just two verses. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23. Just follow along as I read this. Is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Well, at this present moment, we find ourselves in the morning, perhaps earlier than when we would normally rise out of bed. And as we rise out of bed each morning, perhaps this may be a reminder to us on the attitude we should have as we wake up each morning. Remember, Lamentations was a response or a lament of what had occurred to Judah and Jerusalem as a result of Judah's unrepentant idolatry. God allowed the Babylonians to besiege, to plunder, to burn, and destroy Jerusalem. But despite all this, there's these couple verses in the middle of this book that praises God. Look again at verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The last four words is an assertion. Great is thy faithfulness. So what does that mean for us? Well, despite all that may happen in our lives, in sickness, in trials, in sorrow, there is a cause for praise. Why? Because the love and compassion of the Lord. Because the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. The very fact that we can wake up is a cause for praise. But the promise here in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22 to 23 is that our Lord's mercies and his compassions do not fail every morning. They do not fail every morning. And then we may tempt us to think, well, God, don't withhold your mercies from me. If you're going to give it to me every morning, well, just give it to me in full. Don't make 365 easy payments of your mercies every morning. But I want to suggest just one point for this morning, just for us to ponder upon, and is this. Today's mercies are for today's troubles. Tomorrow's mercies are for tomorrow's troubles. Let me repeat that again. Today's mercies are for today's troubles. Tomorrow's mercies, they are for tomorrow's troubles. So there's no need to demand and require all of God's mercies future. God will give us what is sufficient to last through the day. I don't remember who exactly gave this illustration, but I think it really illustrates the point. He said something along the lines of this, and maybe it's relevant as we are in some nearby some hiking trails. Well, if you take a walking stick, and you go on a hike, a stick or a staff is a great comfort. A bundle of sticks, well, it's a great burden. Yesterday, some of you found some pieces of wood. It can be used as a hiking stick. Alone, it provides what? Support, stability, as you walk on the uneven grounds. But imagine this, how much of a burden would 5 to 10 walking sticks be? So today's mercies are for today's troubles. Tomorrow's mercies are for tomorrow's troubles. So that means today's mercies are for today's burdens, for today's pains, and its pleasures as well. I'm sure you're familiar with the hymn, Day by Day. In the latter part of the first verse, it says, He, referring to God, whose heart is kind beyond all measure. Just remember that it says that God is kind. But what does He do? He gives unto each day what He deems best. So it's wisdom. Is lovingly, this may confuse some of us, this is lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mixing toil with peace and rest, and it's hard for us to comprehend and equate something as loving or kindness with pain, with toil. But God gives us what He deems best is in His perfect wisdom. In our wisdom, and from our perspective, we not know what is best. But we know that we have a sovereign and omniscient God who knows what is best for us. And perhaps we may answer that in saying that, well, God, the purpose of it all is well, for our sanctification, for God refining us, for us depending on God. But regardless of this, God gives what is sufficient to meet today's troubles. So God's mercies are new every morning. They serve firstly as a relief. So they are a relief to each day's troubles. So remember the walking stick. It serves as support, as stability. And I want to say that the second purpose is that it refreshes us. First, it serves as a relief. Next, God's mercy serves as a refreshment to us. It serves to refresh us each morning. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. So again, by way of illustration, I want you to think of our lake that we have for enjoyment this week. Or if you want, you can even think of the crystal clear lakes we have in the general region of Vancouver near Whistler. You can even see the bottom of the lakes. And you would think it's such refreshment just to dip in on a very hot day. Or perhaps you're even as adventurous to use it as a small to quench your thirst. But in the end, lakes are just stagnant bodies of water. If you want the cleanest form and most refreshing form of water, well, you go to where? The glacier or a spring that feeds into the lake. You see, God's mercies are not old. They're not stagnant. They are new every morning. And Spurgeon, well, he gives, I'll just choose two reasons why new mercies should refresh us. Why should new mercies refresh us? Well, because each morning ends the night. Each morning ends the night. It is said that night driving is the most dangerous of all driving throughout the day. The period of the night is the most dangerous. It's where the most accidents occur. Night is associated with a time of of danger and dismay. When we think of the night, we often say, we think of people, or we say the phrase is, do they pass in their sleep in the night? Not, do they pass in the day, in their waking hours? So the day has always been associated with danger. So every morning ends the night. Secondly, every morning ushers in a new day. Now to the sinner, another day is another day of grace to come to repentance. Another chance for the Lord and the Holy Spirit to work on their hearts. For the Christian is another day, perhaps, that we can walk with the Lord like Enoch. It's another day that we can trust in God like Abraham. It's another day that we can work and reap for souls of His kingdom. It's another day that we can earn jewels for His crown. So every day, every morning ushers in a new day. So what does this mean for us, that there are new mercies each morning? Well, we should be like is mentioned in verse 23, the assertion at the very end, great is thy faithfulness. There is new mercies every morning. There should always be new praise every morning as well. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. May we, even as we throughout this series of topics, we may have already grasped of election, and it may have been things that we know of old, but may we look upon it again and say, great is thy faithfulness. And even as we remember and go into a short time of prayer and remember and give thanks, may we also say, great is God's faithfulness. So with that, is there any thanksgiving or any items of praise that anyone wants to share that we can commit to the Lord before we break as well for breakfast? Feel free just to raise your hand and mention, or is there any items of prayer that if anyone's feeling under the weather, that we can commit to God? I know there are some people who are driving up today, Pastor Gordy Hagen and his wife, and some others, so we'll keep them in prayer. Is there any other items of prayer or thanksgiving? Health? So, pray for Marla Koo. She was here with us. She was able to join with us her last day. She was able to join with us today, yesterday, and so she's flying off tonight. So pray for her for safe journeys, knowing that as she returns home, I'm sure there's a lot of work for her with her work back in Taiwan as well. Pray for Viola. Yeah, Viola, we have Pastor Gordy Hagen, and I think the Lews will be coming today on the day trip, and other regular day trips, free trippers, the Teos, and maybe the Haynes who will be driving. So keep them in prayer. Is there any other items? Mm-hmm.